In Afghanistan, presidential hopefuls Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani will face off in the second round of voting. The head of Independent Election Commission says the two candidates garnered the most votes in the first round of the election held on April the 5th, but neither of them secured the 50% needed to win the election outright. Abdullah Abdullah won 45% of the ballots, and his main opponent, Ashraf Ghani, 31.6%. Six other candidates were eliminated from the race. Former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah and ex-Finance Minister Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai will face each other in the second round on June the 14th. Millions of Afghans braved Taliban threats and took part in the first round of the vote early last month. Our correspondent Faiz Khurshid joins us from the Afghan capital, Kabul. Faiz, it's down to two contenders for the Afghan presidency. Who could have the edge in the runoff, and why?
Well, Badi, it has become a two-man race now. The runoff will be held next month. The winner will be named in July. What does it mean? It means President Hamid Karzai will be in office until it's all over. Taliban may also be happy about today's announcement. They would get another replay in which they can cause more damage. Insecurity is the biggest challenge now to hold the runoff. But yes, now all eyes are on the two top candidates, Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai. Abdullah Abdullah has raised serious concerns about fraud in it. The first round has put him in the lead, and now today's announcement has left him facing Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai in a runoff. He is a very popular politician at home. Ashraf Ghani is an ex-World Bank economist. He also has his fans and supporters around the country, especially in the Pashtun-dominated regions of Afghanistan, like Kandahar, Helmand in the south, and also in eastern parts of this country. And we also do know that many here believe that now these two top candidates have only two options, deal or no deal. And if they don't make a deal and form a unitary government, the runoff would be a very risky and costly task.
Thank you very much, Faiz. Press TV's Faiz Khurshid joining us from the Afghan capital, Kabul.